here today in 2019 speaking in UK. So that's the finished work of Jesus. So the basic, because I love this words, faith, hope, and love, because everything is surrounded there. That's where the glory is. That's where the faith is. That's everything there. Actually, this three words always rhyme together. They dance together always. That's what I always think. And the missing, the most important thing is the hope, I think, which I'll be sharing more on this, because it's a huge thing. You can speak hours and hours on this faith, hope, and love, because itself it's a sermon, actually. Because we have often used this word called hope. I have often used when I go for my work, oh, hope. Today the work will be light. Hope no patients will be sick. Hope the things will go right. I have done it. This word has come from my mouth often. And most of the people who are sitting here right now also have that word coming. Hope this condition gets cleared. Do you know, the first greatest hope was there was nothing spoken by God between Malachi and Luke. 400 years, God was silent, no prophets, absolute silence. And then there was an expectation that we see in Luke 3:15. If you read that verse, the expectation, the hearts of who is going to, and that's when the John was raised and he's telling, here is the Messiah. He was telling that. And it's same thing, just like we heard the testimony about the finished work of Jesus. The Colossians 2:14 says, every ordinance against our life, it was nailed, and it is said, it is finished. And that is where we have been empowered with that three principles, faith, hope, and love. And that's when we need to rhyme together. For the illustration, I live behind Hammond's Pond, and where everybody comes for a walk with their dogs. So I often see the dogs with the master, and they throw the ball and the dog runs. So I was thinking about this illustration. The fetch game, the faith dog, and the dog comes and sits for that. So I was thinking that the master throws in a hope, and dog doesn't see that master. He just runs in a proper direction and brings the ball back. So that is like, it's a ridiculous illustration, but a very simple one, which I often see across when I was preparing the sermon. I was seeing across and trying to, he's a very faithful dog. So that's where there are a lot of hopes we have, but we have to come and sit before the master always with a faith, with that hope, with that love around, surrounding us, so that we continue to run the race. We continue to wait patiently according to that. Hope is already in you. Just like we go to the workplace, what we are hoping for. So you have to remember the word of God, that we were strangers and aliens having no hope. From Malachi to Luke, there was no hope for the mankind. And God, Mary had to come 4,000 years for that hope to really come to true. The Messiah has to come. But there was a hope which happened. And today we are privileged that hope came to. When I go into my ward in the morning, when I see the teenagers lying there with drug addiction, I could see that hopelessness in their eyes. I could see that it is not something from the system they need. They need something from the Spirit to flow in their lives. They are broken completely. Something needs to be broken into that life so that they can go into that midst of light, and the presence of God will fill them. That is when the Holy Spirit works. So we need to get into that midst and be the hope. I'll show you the video in the end, what inspires me, what You can be a miracle. If you don't get a miracle, just like we saw the testimony in the morning, that hope, somebody became a hope for someone, and that became a miracle for somebody else. Hope is always at work. If we are sitting here and we are declaring a word, somebody around traveling is. I still remember one of the preachers, I think it was Charles Finney, when he preached that sermon in a ground, and not much of the people were saved, but it was a football ground. It's on the YouTube or a Google. Five children were playing a game there, and suddenly these five children got slain in the spirit. They didn't know, but they felt the peace of God in their hearts. And because of the presence of glory of God, what Charles Finney spoke in that church that day, in that stadium that day, exactly to be. And those children went on to be saved. So that's what the presence of God and the glory of God. We go, the preachers go, speakers go, but the word of God we declare on the church, what we declare in the air remains as such. So that's when the faith, hope, and work rhymes together and things go at work. So that's where we have to be very patient for the presence of God, because presence of God is maybe a whisper, it can be a miracle, it can be a blessing, it can be something to go around and circle as a fire. So it can be supernatural. That's what the supernatural things. If we expect something negative, those things come. Sometimes I tend to be very negative at home. That's why when my wife comes into picture and says, no, we have to go forward. We have to go forward. Because it's natural. Because in the body, spirit and soul, in the body, we tend to become negative. But that's not Christ tells to be. Because evil things also happen. Some things evil. Good things happen, evil things happen. But always, when we got a message on our Facebook and things that the right-wing party has won in India. So I returned back and said, Jesus has won, as Jesus is in control of India. That was one message. I wrote it back. Nothing happens without the control of God. Everything happens in His knowledge. Every leader, every authority, everyone, everywhere from small level to the big level, from a leader to a servant, everything is in control of the Lord. And we have to continue to keep hoping for the best to come. This is the principle of entrepreneurship. Warren Buffett, the great Bill Gates, everyone follows this principle. Patience, persistence, perseverance, passion and purpose. The passion and purpose only will come when you persevere patiently. That's what Romans is all about. Paul always persevered. That's where character comes. That's where hope comes. So it's all interlinked together. And many companies do well if the good employers, leaders are all in the secular world. They follow these principles, what Jesus has told in our word of God. So this is what the negativity brings. You will have all the negativity words around in the world about you will have everything. We have difficult colleagues in the workplace. It's difficult with the faith around. So we can only be, we can't say anything. But we can just speak in tongues in our spirit. We can say to the Lord who is the conqueror living in through us. We can just say, and things will work. And things have been working. Because we have to be a contagious Christian. A contagious Christian. Like when a person yawns, the other person yawns. And it's the most non-contagious stuff. So if the spirit in you breathes, something has to be around. The fragrance and aroma of Christ. Because that's the contagious presence of Christ in us. Because Romans 5 says, beautiful verse, hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Who was given to us by the Holy Spirit. So this is the thing, because that is immovable, that is unshakable, that is trustworthy. Because the word of God is same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. We do cease, but His love never ceases. He envelops us in His love. And that's the Holy Spirit in us that helps us to be that conqueror. Because that's what the foundational principles, what I previously said, was the link to the Romans. I believe, I will. That's why Romans 4, Abraham believed and staggered not for the promises of God. That's why all the three, the Jewish religion, the Christian religion, and the Islam, Abraham is the father. The father of faith. The father, you cannot. That's why God elevated him to that position, the father of faith. He staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and be fully persuaded that what he promised, he was also to perform. Hope always sees the evidence of not seen. If you read every word of that Hebrews 11:1 is this, the unseen things. We don't see what the natural eyes see. They are hung up on what? We tend to get hung up on the things. We tend to get linked to those things where we get comfortable with. We don't have the thorny issues in our life. We have a sigh. We have a complete comfy zones. We get hung up. But we have to always see, is that the Lord wants? Do you have to keep on listening to the Holy Spirit? So that then only we can say and see what is outside the natural realm and what the spiritual realm is for us. Because we are blessed in spiritual places. We are blessed. Ephesians 1:3. Hope is the blueprint of faith. That is what the substance. It's a substance. Because if Daniel prayed 3 times a day, and the people, King Darius liked him a lot. He made him the administrator. And when he had to be put into the den because the law said that, because the public told him to put him. But he was in the Daniel's den. And immediately his reply to King Darius when King Darius came in the morning was, the angels protected me. That's when we go into those dens where we cannot escape the things, we need to keep our faith and go forward, and we will be delivered. A leader or an authority or any circumstances can take us out of those situations. That is what the word of God says. The hope and faith work together. Hope is the plan that faith sets out to accomplish. It's a goal setter. So that is why I like the hope. So I often say, like, hope is just like a rubber band. Rubber band, if you Google rubber band, I Googled it, you have a lot of ideas coming in a rubber band. So that's why I put this. If you give to a child, he will put it on a toy. If I give to Jabez, he will put it on a toy. He will put it on, make everything, if a child, chopstick or anything, you can, because it's stretchable. That is what is important. So, because too many believers are just keeping that rubber band in the hand, they don't stretch it out. They keep it with already they have, with already they're comfortable with. But in the Bible, God always stretched people, always. Right from Paul to Moses to Elisha, everybody was stretched. See, Paul, when he reached the Melita, everything was going until the viper came around him. So I was Googling that viper. Actually, Malta is now free of poisonous snakes. Actually, if you Google that, I was very surprised to see that. So everything, the whole, nothing was, the people who were seeing him, his body was swollen and he was about to die, but he threw it. Sometimes something clings around us, something rolls around us to choke us, but if we, the word in us, the spirit in us will never choke. Nobody can choke. And that will come out. And that's why Paul could throw that into the fire. And that's why God used him in the New Testament. 3/4 of the New Testament was used because that's where he got stretched up. So God will step in to do. We again see a lot of examples in Mark 5. Again, the woman with the bleeding. She stretched herself. In those days, the woman with the bleeding in Jewish culture, they'll be stoned to death if somebody knows that she's doing that. But she stretched herself. She went behind. She touched. And the fountain. So the stretching happened. And the expectation. How the stretching happened? Because there was an expectation. The power of hope. There was an expectation which made her to come to that place. Because she heard something. And she stretched herself, went forward and touched it. That was a point of contact. So I feel that was a hope there in her heart. When you have been stretched, you feel that you are getting snapped. When I came to this country, I felt I'm going to be snapped out. But something was keeping me in. If you see the circumstances, if you see the situation, but if it is a God-given situation, he is the one who is stretching, so you will never break down. That's a promise. Because miracles come at the stretching point, and stretching is we come to the end of ourselves. Because that's what natural things are. God knows our abilities. God knows our strength. But just like in James says, he will not give you anything beyond what you can bear. So whatever he says to you, do it. No matter how much it stretches you, do what the Lord tells you to do. You don't need an addition. You just need an extension cord. The switch is already there. The power is already working. The wires are already there. You just need an extension cord and make it to work. Yes. Athletes, excellent example. Everybody gets into the warm-up, stretching, 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 stretching. For what? To bowl in cricket. I used to be a cricketer. I used to stretch my arms because I love to bowl Yorkers. Because that is the ball which you get wicket in the first ball. And I used to take, and if you get a wicket in the first ball, you are bringing the opposition down on earth. Because they have to change the strategies. If you get the ball on the third, if you get the wicket on the third ball, the frontline batsmen are all gone. You get the middle order, and middle order can't play swings. They can't play swing because I know this strategies because I was a bowler. So that's when it's important. You know where the enemy is going to strike, where the circumstances are against you. But if God has called you to be in that place, you are going to be stretched. It's difficult. But you have to just keep on stretching. Be silent, be patient. And it will be done. So you have to embrace the stretch. It's not going to break you. It's going to make you. Same thing, Isaiah 40, 31. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. So, same promise, regardless of what your condition is. You have to keep on hoping for the best to come. Circumstances where people will say against you, But you have to keep running and stay on that way, because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way. So you have to listen to the voice and keep walking the way. Same thing, impossible situation, don't stop believing. Never assume where you have been. What is your past? People will remind your past. But keep going for the impossible. Keep in mind that nothing is impossible. Without faith, nothing works. God is pleased with people who keep going. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like around you. God is greater than any obstacle. Obstacles will be there, but the object of your faith is Jesus. The anchor of your faith is Jesus. That's when you have to look straight and pilot forward. Don't allow your mind to become a hindrance to the things you can accomplish. Think big. The way God is big. That's just like we heard just in the morning. God is very big. You have to think big, just like God is big. So, just like the master throws that ball and the faith comes, the faith dog comes, you have to surrender completely. You have to throw the hopes, the God-given hopes, the God-given visions, God-given dreams, throw it. Put faith there. And you will, because the word of God says, if you throw the word for a soul to be saved, it will not return back void. It has to fulfill that purpose and it will come back. That is Nick Vujic, one of my inspiration. When you can't get a miracle, you can still be a miracle for someone else. So I'll show you a video. I think. Yeah.
Where do we go when hope runs out? When we're empty? When there's nothing left?
Another day or night, I know there's some. something. This world may crumble into the ocean. It could all end tonight. I undermine you and try to find you, my only source of
old, I tried to commit suicide. I had lost my hope. I tried to drown myself, but I couldn't do it. God had a plan for my life, to give hope to other people through my story.
Father, for this wonderful time, Lord, every time, every season, every moment is provided by your presence. And we believe that this moment, we commit ourselves, surrender into your presence. Let the presence, let your glory surround us, so that goodness and mercy will surround us all throughout our life. Right from a small baby to a child to a toddler to a teenager to an elderly. Lord, as long as we have breath of the life, Lord, we believe the Holy Spirit continually guides, teaches, and perseveres so that we continue to hope for the best. If everything is against us, we'll remember, if God be with us, who can be against us? And we continue to persevere for best things, what you have destined for our family, for this nation, around the world, everywhere, Lord. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.